Good morning. Low clouds are hanging tough this morning across interior New York and New England, with most places in the upper 20s and lower 30s to start the day. High pressure will build in from southern Canada, keeping it dry, especially north of I-90, where we'll even see more in the way of sunshine through the morning and into the afternoon. In these locations, highs will top out in the lower to middle 40s, with some 30s in the mountains. A system sliding through the eastern Great Lakes will shear off to our south during the day. That'll keep clouds in place south of I-90, with even the risk of a few rain or snow showers, particularly across the Catskills, Taconics, Litchfield Hills, Berkshires, and maybe parts of southernmost Vermont. High temperatures in these places will also be in the lower to middle 40s. Overnight tonight, as that system shears off the eastern seaboard, we'll have high pressure building in, clearing things out, and temperatures will drop into the upper teens and lower 20s. This will leave us with high pressure in control, with more sunshine for everyone tomorrow. It'll still be blustery and a bit cold, with highs again only in the lower 40s. At this point, we'll track a warm front through the Ohio Valley and into our region on Thursday. Along with the front, we'll have a bunch of clouds passing by. It'll become breezy out of the south, and this will push temperatures past the 50-degree mark. In some locations that break out into some sunshine, particularly the mid and lower Hudson Valley in southern New England, we could make a run at the 60-degree mark on Thursday, while closer to the Canadian border, more clouds and still out ahead of the warm front, meaning temperatures will be closer to 50 on Thursday afternoon. A good chance of rain Thursday night and Friday morning, with scattered showers on Friday afternoon as the cold front passes by. Still, high temperatures on Friday will be in the lower 50s on average. Then we'll watch a wave of low pressure ride along that same front for Friday night and Saturday morning, and this could produce some more rain and snow for the region. Colder air to follow on Saturday afternoon in the mid-40s, and a blustery and cold Easter Sunday with highs only near 40 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for southwestern Oklahoma and western north central Texas. Low-level moisture is forecast to gradually increase in this area, with surface dew points expected to range from near 55 degrees near the dry line to the lower 60s farther east. Despite high-level cloud cover, strong daytime heating will act to yield isolated to widely scattered thunderstorms. Cool mid-level temperatures will favor the possibility for large hail with the stronger updrafts. In addition, strong veering flow with height will result in 25 to 40 knots of effective shear, supportive of updraft organization. Meanwhile, Super Typhoon Maysak is located approximately 50 miles east-northeast of Face in the South Pacific Ocean, with maximum sustained winds of 160 miles per hour and gusts to 195 miles per hour. It is moving away from Guam and will approach the Philippines over the weekend. In the short term, Maysak is expected to intensify even more, up to Category 5 strength by tomorrow. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Hato Airport, Curaçao, in the Netherlands Antilles, at 3 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Karlovy Vary, Czech Republic, at 11:18 a.m. yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility, light snow, blowing snow and fog, 7 above 0 with a northwest wind at 69 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 26 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 36 degrees, the dew point 27, 70% relative humidity, a west wind at 14 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.80 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 103 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 10 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain and snow showers near 40, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo, cloudy with snow showers and highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 46 degrees, the low 32, the average temperature 39, that's 2 degrees below normal. 1/10 of an inch of snow yesterday for the month, 5.3 inches and 75.9 inches for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 51 degrees, the average low, 31. The record high, 89, set in 1998, and the record low, 12, in 1923. Sunrise this morning was at 6:40 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:20 p.m., 12 hours and 40 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today, with highs in the upper 30s to around 40. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, thickening clouds with rain showers later today and highs in the mid-40s. A few showers this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, thickening clouds with rain and snow showers in the Catskills today, partly sunny in the southern Adirondacks, and highs averaging around 40. A few snow showers this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows near 20. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, thickening clouds with rain showers later today and highs in the lower 40s. A few showers this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy today with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, lower 40s. Lower 50s on Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds. Scattered showers Friday around 50. Morning rain or snow showers, then sun and cooler Saturday, mid-40s. And a mix of sun and clouds with a high of only 40 on Easter Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.